underlying political tensions. Tension that's sure to reemerge when today's agreement on fiscal responsibility becomes disagreement over fiscal spending priorities. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
At the bottom of the current economic mess is the housing market. All those mortgages where more is owed on the house than the house is worth. All those homeowners who fell behind and faced foreclosure. All those securities that were backed by those mortgages. Well, our colleague Robert Siegel went out to a foreclosure hotspot, Manassas, Virginia. And Robert, you're here to report that you think you have seen the bottom.
I may have seen the bottom, Melissa.
What's it look like?
It looks like Manassas, Virginia, which is a city about 35 miles away from Washington, D.C. About 38,000 people live there. There have been so many foreclosures in Manassas. I'll give you some numbers. The city's chief assessor is John Grzyka, and he told me how many foreclosures there have been recently compared to the fairly recent past.
From 2005, we had a total of two.
Two foreclosures.
Mm-hmm. It started picking up in 2007, where we had 313. And last year we had 922.
Now, there are only about 10,000 dwellings in Manassas, so over the past couple of years, more than 10% of the homes in the city have been foreclosed. And that's a colossal rate of foreclosures and bank sales, homes that are sold either after foreclosure or in some cases to avert a foreclosure.
Well, why are things in such a dismal state in Manassas?
Manassas is sort of at the outer edge of what had been the rapidly expanding Washington, D.C. area. This was a place at the end of a commuter rail line where somebody could buy a family home for a reasonably good price. This was a place where a lot of, say, Hispanic immigrant construction workers mm-hmm. could find a townhome. And there were townhomes in Manassas that were going for, say, almost $200,000 5 or 6 years ago that by 2005, 2006 were in the high twos and some were even reaching $300,000. This was Bubble Town, USA.
So Bubble Town, USA then. What about now?
Now, John Grzyka, we just heard, told me that 92% of all of the residential real estate sales in Manassas last year were bank sales. And here is the wisdom he told me about banks.
You know, banks don't want to be owning property, so they're forced to move them at dirt cheap prices.
And when he says dirt cheap prices, what does he mean?
Well, remember what I was telling you about, mid-twos, almost $300,000. Yeah. I went to look at some of the townhomes like that with Sue Jacobs, who is a local real estate broker, who is now largely in the business of selling off properties for IndyMac, which made so many bad mortgage loans that it finally failed last summer. And IndyMac still has lots of properties to divest. Sue Jacobs has the quintessential real estate agent's key ring, a tremendous number of keys for the fleet of cars for the brokerage and also for lots of houses on the market. And she drove me to a working-class neighborhood of 40-year-old row houses or townhomes that's called Georgetown South. And as we rode through it, she pointed out one foreclosed property after another.
That one with a bank property, that one next to it was a bank property, and that one, that 22, was a bank property.
There's another one.
Yep, there's one there.
So these were the houses that were going for $250,000 3 years ago when all you needed for a mortgage was a name and a pulse.
9619, that one just settled. That's, I think, the last one that we settled that was $43,000.
$43,000.
Yep.
I was reading real estate records from Manassas last weekend, and you could see townhomes dropping one after another from the mid or high 200s in 2004, 2005. And down to $60,000, $50,000. One actually in the 30s.
This is only a little two-level.
She showed me a corner townhouse that's on Taney Road, which is a foreclosure hotspot even by Manassas standards. And this is a two-story home, three bedrooms upstairs. It's not even on the market yet. Sue Jacobs already has two interested buyers. And their likely price?
In the 60s. 50s, 60s. 60s. Yeah, because this has got the two-and-a-half baths, so we'll get just a little bit more for this one.
In the 60s for a property that a few years ago would have been well over $200,000.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Close to $300,000.
Yeah, that house actually sold, the very house went for $265,000 in 2006.
Wow. Well, Robert, who's buying?
What's happening with the townhomes is it's investors, and they're paying with cash. Sue Jacobs told me she has never seen so much cash in her life selling real estate. If you run the numbers, owning one of those townhouses right now is cheaper than renting one. So if you can get a tenant in there for $800 or $900 a month, it's worth becoming a landlord, and the buyers are turning up. I looked at the townhomes, by the way, in Manassas and in neighboring Prince William County, Virginia. More expensive private homes have also seen big drops, typically from prices up in the 400s to now down in the 200s. And there, first-time home buyers, often young couples with children, are buying.
Well, with these young people coming in, does that mean things are looking up in Manassas?
Not yet. Remember John Guzica, the chief city assessor? He's been watching property tax receipts nosedive along with the foreclosure rate. And the city government of Manassas has laid off and cut back. And he faces a conundrum that assessors face in much of the country. When they assess properties, he told me, they've tended in the past to regard bank sales as anomalies. They want to just compare normal sales, where there's a homeowner selling to a home buyer. But what do you do when a bank sale is the norm? Are people going to actually get assessments that say that townhouse is now worth $43,000? The long answer is no. Jurisdictions like Manassas just wouldn't be able to function if real estate taxes went that far down.
Okay, our co-host Robert Siegel back from Manassas, Virginia. Robert,
good
thanks
to
a
see
lot.
You. Bye-bye.